This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Time now for StoryCorps. I'm Lisa Labus. Jamie Butterfield was 16 years old when he was killed in Chicago's North Beverly neighborhood, and that was in 1981. Mike Whalen and Margaret Houlihan Smith were Jamie's childhood pals and classmates at Christ the King School. And now, 40 years after Jamie's death, a devoted group of friends is honoring him in an unusual way. Mike and Margaret spoke with each other about the project and their friend's life and death.
I met Jamie in Little League. He was just full of positivity all the time, going, don't worry about it when you struck out. No big deal. You know, like he was just that kid that when he ran the bases, he ran it ferociously and he was not a good athlete. And you just you kind of laughed at him and you kind of respected him, but you loved him. And another thing I remember is like going over to Jamie's house when we were younger, you could see where he got his kindness. It was from his mom. And his dad. They were just the sweetest, sweetest parents. I'd go over to Jamie's to watch cartoons, and everyone was always laughing. It was a very warm house. How did you get to know Jamie?
We lived directly across the street from each other. As I said, I was at 9156, and Jamie was at 9153. So we would walk to school together, come home for lunch, we'd walk back. He became like a brother. You know, being the same age, and we hung out with the same group of friends. But going back to the day he passed, you were there, right?
Yeah. It was like the first summer days from a long winter, and we all went down to the woods. And the woods was a place where we hung out a lot, drink beers and smoke cigarettes and, you know, things you're not supposed to do. It was packed. The woods was just filled. And this guy brought a knife to the woods because as boys, we loved carrying Swiss Army knives in our pockets and carving sticks and stuff like that. So it was like, wow, look at this knife. And somehow, some way, that knife stabbed him. Jamie collapsed. It was like the Twilight Zone, but no one thought he was going to die.
Now, if there was a tragedy like that, parents would get into counseling. There'd be grief counselors at school. Back then, that just really didn't exist. We were already a very tight group, but in so many ways, it really strengthened our relationships.
Fast forward to 40 years after Jamie's death, and I get this phone call from Bill Becker, and he says, hey, I heard Mr. Butterfield died with this completely dilapidated home. What do you say we buy it and fix it up? To honor Jamie. We're probably going to need a couple more partners. And when I asked them, it was literally the exact same response. It was like, in, I'm in. Yep. What do we do? Who do we call?
What was it like when you first went in the house, the four of you, and going through the house? Like,
oh God, it was exactly the same as the day that Jamie died. When I went up to his bedroom, the beds were still there, these little boy beds. They had these like cowboys design with like a stagecoach wheel at the end of the bedposts. And they were in the same spot with the same wallpaper. And when we started this project, we said, we want to find the right buyer for the house. This isn't about the money. We didn't do this to like make a profit. It's just a big warm fuzzy hug.
You know, Jamie died at 16. But he had such a major impact on our lives. We were 16 a long time ago, and you know, here we are at 56, and his presence is still so strongly felt.
Margaret Houlihan Smith speaking with Mike Whalen as part of our StoryCorps series. StoryCorps is a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. And if you'd like to record an interview, you can do it virtually through StoryCorps Connect. It will be archived in the Library of Congress. You can learn more at StoryCorps.org/Chicago.